And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. There is prophetic power in the Word of God, and Jesus himself declared himself to be the Spirit of Prophecy. You know, I don't know why anyone on this earth would demean the person and character of Jesus Christ. We see in the scriptures that he created this world, that he was the Word of God. He came and took flesh. He died on the cross. He is in heaven today. Even the Old Testament says, "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool." And the Lord said unto my Lord. Looks like there's two lords in heaven, but yet they're one. Now, a lot of people get confused over that, don't they? But in fact, Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." And in John, we read that the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit are one. You can't separate the three. Our puny little human minds often attempt to do that. A gentleman's out there right now, I think, saying that Tex Mars may be of Antichrist because I don't believe that Jesus is a Jewish man in heaven. Well, I don't. The Revelation says he's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Colossians 1 verse 15 says that Jesus Christ is, I want to quote this, the image of the invisible God. God is spirit. Now, Jesus was in the flesh, but he is now the Word of God. That's it, folks. He's greater than any race or any DNA or anything at all. I mean, he created everything. I don't know why people would try to bring him back down to a man and say that he's just a man. That's the Jewish lie, folks, that he's just a man. No, he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's Revelation 19. Well, you know, Jesus himself said of the Jews that they go around the whole world to make one disciple, and then they turn him into twice the child of hell that they are. Nobody's going to degrade or demean Jesus Christ to me. It's not going to happen. Jesus is Jesus. He is Lord. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Word of God was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. That's what it says in John 1. But when he returned back to heaven, he didn't go back as a Jewish man, believe me. He conquered, he overcame the power of the cross. The cross couldn't keep him, down. Oh, well, you know, there are people out there, one guy said, "I didn't believe that Jesus was the Word of God." Yes, I do. And then another says, "Well, you don't believe he's a Jewish man in heaven." That's right, I don't. He's not a man in heaven. He's God. People come up with the strangest ideas, don't they? Well, today I'm going to tell you something that's very strange, all right, but it's the big picture of the way the world is working. I want to talk to you today about the Khazars, those who say they're Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 2 and 3. The Khazars are now plowing ahead. They're plowing ahead with the Illuminati plan for a greater Israel in the Middle East. There is a Khazar Jewish plan. I believe the leaders of Israel know that they're not true Israelites. Now, I document that. I prove it in my new book, DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. Henry Kissinger, who many believe is the power behind the Rothschild throne, recently told the New York Post, in 10 years there will be no more Israel. Israel will not exist as a nation state. I believe the Jews know that their goose is cooked. They know that people like Tex Mars have written books unmasking the masquerade. It's a masquerade that they're Israelites. They're not of the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They come from the Khazars. They never set foot until 1948, most of them, in the nation of Israel. Now, today we have some 7.5 million in Israel, and we have 7.5 million Khazar Jews in the United States. And there's only around 3 million in all the rest of the world, so most of them are congregated among these two nations. That's where we have the Khazar Jews today, in Israel and the United States. And there are only 18.5 million Jews in all the world. I shouldn't even call them Jews anymore, now that we know the fact, now that we know that the DNA research shows them not to be Jews, but to be Khazars. Now, you can say you're a Jew, just like I can say that I'm a Japanese, or a Chinese, or a Mexican, but I'm none of those three things. There's nothing wrong with being a Chinese, or a Japanese, or a Mexican. And if you're one of those three, you ought to be proud of yourself. Good. But don't try to say you're something you're not. Okay? That's where you're going to run afoul of Tex Mars and thousands of others who are truth seekers. Now, why are the Khazars plowing ahead? What is this Illuminati plan for a greater Israel in the Middle East? And what is their plan for a world empire? And listen to me, friends. How are they using America as a quote-unquote dumb beast to kill and destroy? You know, recently there was a death in Israel. The chief rabbi, his name, Obadiah Yosef, died. Now, you may remember Obadiah Yosef. He became very famous for his fiery Talmudic speeches and sermons. Now, he never used the Bible much because he was taught and taught others of the Jewish Talmud, which is their holy book, their most sacred and holy book. And he told his listeners, now imagine the chief rabbi of Israel, the head of the Shas political party, Obadiah Yosef. He said to them, the Gentiles, that's you and me, folks, most Americans, over 300 million Americans are Gentiles, and only a handful are Jews, and they're all Khazars. None of them are really Israelites. But he said to the other Khazars, he said, the Gentiles deserve to be killed. They're no better than our slaves. You know, folks, I don't appreciate being called a slave. Are you a free woman? Are you a free man? Well, I am too. I'm an American. I'm an American fighting man. I spent over 20 years in the Air Force. And I've been fighting ever since I got out for freedom and liberty. And I don't appreciate being called a dumb beast. That's what he called you and me. The chief priest or rabbi called you and me a dumb beast. He said they're nothing but donkeys. Now, think of that. If a Christian pastor on the radio in the United States said that all Jews are donkeys and are not even fit to live and are the slaves of Americans, what do you think the Jewish rabbis here in America would do? Oh, you're so prejudiced. Oh, you're such a bigot. Think about that. I've never called an Israeli or a Jew a donkey. I've never said they deserve to be killed. But Obadiah Yosef, Y-O-S-E-F, the chief rabbi said, we're just donkeys and we're slaves. And our purpose, our intent, in the coming new kingdom of the Jews, is to serve them, to be the effendi, he calls it. You are to be an effendi. You're to serve them. And if you don't agree to serve the Jews, then you will be killed. They're going to be killing a lot of us, folks. Because I don't intend to serve anybody but Jesus Christ. I'm not going to serve the President of the United States either. And I don't want you to serve me. I want you to serve God. He says, quote, we are donkeys. No better than donkeys. You know, Yosef must be, he's a lot smarter today, except he doesn't appreciate the place where he's at. He's died, you see. He died just last week. 700,000 Israelis gathered for his funeral in his memorial service. They tore their clothes, they cried, they moaned in the streets. Oh, Rabbi Yosef, you know, Obadiah Yosef, he's dead now. Woo! Maybe they better start asking where he's at. He rejected Jesus Christ. He said Jesus Christ was a bastard. And now he has had to bow his knees before Jesus. At the name of Jesus, it says in Scripture, every knee shall bow. Every knee. You Hindus out there, you worship the goddess Kali, the cobra goddess, you're going to bow your knee to Jesus. It is appointed for a man once to die afterward the judgment. You're going to just die one time, not hundreds. Did you know that the Jews believe in reincarnation? A lot of people don't know that. They believe that Christianity descended from Judaism. It didn't. Jesus told the Jews, they said, we're of Abraham. He said, if you were of Abraham, you'd believe in me. Your father is the devil. His works you will do. He was a liar from the beginning. And they're liars too. He said, your religion is a man-made religion. It's based on the traditions of the elders. Not on the word of God. Not on the commandments. Not even the old law. Once you understand that, you understand what a diabolic religion that we're facing today, folks. Once you understand that the religion is a religion of death, a religion that works on sorcery, then you understand their Illuminati plan for a greater Israel. Now, let me explain this to you. Now, I want you to take the Jewish flag, if you can get it somehow, go to online to Google it up. Just type in Israeli flag or go to your encyclopedia or some other book and take a look at it. You see the six-pointed star coded 666. You'll see the 666 clearly there. It's got six triangles in the six-pointed star. Six lines and six lines also in the hexagram in the center of the six-pointed star. Now, the six-pointed star sits on a white background with two blue bars extending across the flag. One blue bar, then the six-pointed star, and then another blue star. What this symbolizes is two rivers. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you may not have heard before. The true meaning of the Israeli flag that was designed by the Satanists. The six-pointed star is the star indicating 666, the number of the beast. That's Israel. It's going to expand until it reaches the blue bar at the top, which is the River Euphrates. The River Euphrates runs through Iraq or Baghdad. And it runs also through the great city Babylon. But that part of the river is now dry. Demons are locked up in that river that runs across Babylon. The southern blue bar indicates the great river Nile, the river Nile that runs through Cairo in Egypt. Israel then is proclaiming that greater Israel extends from the Euphrates in Iraq or Babylon, all the way down into Egypt to the Nile. This was Theodore Herzl, who's been called the father of Israel. At the World Zionist Congress at the end of the 19th century, he said, this is Israel, greater Israel. Now, the Israelis in 1948 were given by the Soviet Union, the communists, and by the United States, working together, the communist and the capitalist, working together, gave the Khazars, who were mainly at that time in Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Romania, most being from Poland, the Khazars, they came into Israel. It was called Palestine at the time. There were only 700 to 800,000 residents. Most of them were Palestinians. And these Jews came down, so-called, but actually were Khazars. And with money from Jews given from all over the world, in the United States was a huge amount of money was given. And with armaments from the communist countries, especially of the Soviet Union and Joseph Stalin, they had armaments from Stalin, from Poland, because Stalin and Russia had taken over Poland. And with those arms and their army, they began a mass genocidal sweep of Palestine. Now, I'm telling you the truth, and you must establish it for yourself by history books. But you will not discover these things from the American press, which is controlled by Jews, by Khazars. But I want you to understand that the Khazar Jews went into Palestine, and there were probably at that time only about 20,000 Jews in the whole of Palestine, and they came in and conquered. They began to destroy, to kill, to maraud, to plunder. In the village of Deir Yassin, they woke the people out of bed, took them to the middle of the square, and killed them all. And they stuffed their bodies down the city's water well. And they went from town to village and killing and robbing and telling people, you only have 5, 10, 15 minutes. Get out. The people had to leave their homes, their possessions. They went in, you know, by foot, carrying whatever they could, or by donkey, by, you know, cart. And they set up tent cities out in the desert, thrown out of their homes where they had lived for hundreds of years, they and their ancestors, by the Jews who said, this is now our land. God gave this land to us back in the days of Abraham. That was a lie. We now know that they're Khazars, and they were never in Israel. They were never given any bit of land by God. They came from Khazaria in southern Russia. They were converts to Judaism. They had invited the rabbis from Babylon in to teach them Judaism. And when they came from Poland, they all had strange-sounding names, Polish names, Khazar names, and almost all of them changed their names. Did you know the first 8 prime ministers of Israel, all but one, were from Poland? Poland. The one that wasn't is the one that's there now, Benjamin Netanyahu. He was born in Israel. But his father is a Polish man. And in Poland, Gomulka and the other Reds were put in power there. So the Jews were running most of Eastern Europe, and they were sent into Israel to run it as well and to conquer it. But Israel was not the last. They determined that they would conquer Jordan, Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Yemen, Tunisia, Egypt. Now, what is their method? Their method is to use the United States to attack and suppress the people of these countries. They will create reasons, justifications, excuses why the United States must do this. Now, there are over 170 nations in the world. Why does the United States have to be the world's policeman and go and fight in Iraq? Go in war in Afghanistan? send our aircraft into Libya and kill Gaddafi? Why do we want to go into Syria and kill the Syrian president and take over that country? Why are our agents, our active CIA and National Security Agency agents inside every country in the Middle East, and particularly in Egypt? We are fragmenting and destabilizing every country there because the Soviet Union learned. They have discovered over the many years since 1917 when the Jews took over Moscow and Lenin and Trotsky and Stalin and the others were the conquerors of that great empire. They discovered that they did not need to conquer with ground soldiers. What they needed was to turn the people against each other. The Shias are fighting now the Sunnis. And you see, they have different denominations, you might say, of Islam. And they're destroying each other's synagogues. And they're killing each other's people. And the government is so denuded of power and so weak and destroyed, it's being fragmented and destabilized, that the United States can control it all. Now, the first country to fall to the Israelis was Lebanon. And ever since, over 30 or 40 years it's been now, and Lebanon is still in turmoil. No government really is allowed in Lebanon, and there are three or four different factions. That's what Israel wants for every nation. They will control when every nation is fragmented and destabilized. And now we have destabilization in Egypt, in Yemen, in Libya, in Iraq, and Afghanistan, if we ever leave there. But our Secretary of State, John Kerry, is now trying to work out a deal where American soldiers can stay in Iraq. Why do we want these countries? Because Israel wants to control the oil of the Middle East. If Israel controls the mineral rights, the oil of the Middle East, they will control the whole world. There's really only one other nation or one powerful region that has the oil and the gas. That's the United States. But if our oil and gas companies are controlled by the Jewish billionaires, capitalists, and they control the Middle East, and they will have all the oil and gas of the whole world, and they will control mankind. This is the Jewish plan. It's the Illuminati plan for a greater Israel, to have their hands on that oil. Now, let me give you an example of this. In Iraq today, the puppet regime we put in place is going out and killing all the other factions. And every day, hundreds are killed as the government fights the people. Our CIA and other agents and the Israeli agents, the Mossad, are active in tracking down people who oppose the government and destroying them. So there is no stable government inside Iraq. And Iraq is worse off as an economic entity than it was before Saddam Hussein was overthrown. Now, do you understand that? Many cities in Iraq today do not have electric power. They do not have good water systems. The highways that once were so beautiful are now full of chug holes. We have turned it into a hell on earth in Iraq. And that is what we chose to do. Meanwhile, Iraq is a nation of some 24 million people. It's not that big of a country. In fact, there are 25 million people in the state of Texas alone. We have more people in the state of Texas than the entire country of Iraq has. Yet, now listen to me, I show all this, I prove it, I give you pictures and show you the new embassy that has been built on the River Euphrates. Remember, that's to the northern part of Greater Israel. And there on the River Euphrates outside of Baghdad, the Americans, with the cooperation and the advice of the Israeli government and the Mossad, the spy agency of Israel, we have built the largest embassy in the whole world. Did you hear what I just said? Listen to me. The largest embassy in the whole world is built on the Euphrates River in Iraq. Why do we need it? Because Israel is going to run the oil of the world from that area. They will determine what country, what nation gets oil and gas. Right now, they have sold the oil of Iraq for $2 a barrel to China. The Israelis, Rothschild's BP oil company, now own the oil of Iraq. We gave it to them, America. Our soldiers died. Their blood was shed so we could give oil to Rothschild, Israel, and BP oil company. And we, the United States and Halliburton, our companies, one of our big companies, all factory building, all pipeline, we built two huge pipelines going across western Iraq over through Israel and Lebanon to the Mediterranean. And there they load their oil onto huge cargo tanker ships, and that goes to Red China. And Red China is now one of the world's largest oil producing nations. They have no oil in Red China. Oh, a little bit in the Chinese Sea, but not much. All of their oil comes from Iraq. So the American people did not prosper from the Iraq war. China prospered, and Israel, and BP, and Rothschild. And I have all this information in my video, Die America, Die. 90 minutes for $25. You've got to see the big picture, dear friends. The big picture is what's really going on in the world. This is how China is able to pay for our debt. They buy all the bonds. They control the bond market. That's how Congress is able to overspend. We now owe $17 trillion. I read this morning that's $124,000 for every man, woman, and child in the United States. That is our debt. And we owe a great percentage of that to Red China. How can they afford to give us all of their billions of dollars to pay our debt so we can overspend? We give them the oil. And the China National Oil Company is now the world's second largest oil company. 10 years ago, it wasn't even in the top 25 of all mega companies. But now it's the number two largest oil company in the world. These are the kind of shady, crooked, corrupt bargains are done by the Jews and the American capitalists, and they stab America in the back to do them. Our blood is shed for Iraq so that Israel and Rothschild can prosper, so that China can prosper. We are the dumb beast that has been used. We are the mercenaries of the world. I'll tell you, young person, that is why people are ashamed that they've put on a U.S. uniform during this Afghan and Iraq war periods. They're now back in the United States, and these veterans know they have been had. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. We're going to be back in just a moment. I'm going to tell you more about the Illuminati plan for a greater Israel and a world empire, and how America is being used as a dumb beast, as a donkey nation. And I'm sick and tired of it. Are you? We'll be right back, dear friends. Hello, dear friends. I want to tell you a little bit about my video, Die, America, Die. You know, George Soros, the rich billionaire Jewish of Hungary and the United States, said recently that the nation of Red China will lead the New World Order, and Americans better get used to it. Well, I'm not going to get used to it. Georgie, boy, I'm not going to get used to it. Are you? No. I don't mind Red China being the leader of the New World Order. If they have the money for it, if they spend the money for it, they can do whatever they want to. I think we ought to bring our troops back to our own borders. We ought to enforce our borders. We ought to deport the foreigners within our borders. The immigration law is not broken. It's not being enforced. That's all. We've got great immigration laws. What do they say? If you come across the border without permission, you're arrested and taken back. It's simple, folks. It's not broken. They're lying to you and me. And we have been giving Red China. How do you think they've got all the money they've got? Where do they sell those baubles and toys to? Why do we have all these Red Chinese products in America? And they use slave labor. When you buy Chinese, you're helping them to enslave their own people. And I'm telling you, thousands of Red Chinese are committing suicide rather than be slaves to the Chinese capitalist. And I tell you about that in my video, Die America Die. And I show you the corrupt politicians that have been taking highly paid trips to Red China, starting with our own Secretary of Treasury, Henry Paulson. He worked for George W. Bush in the president's office. But before that, he was chairman of the board of Goldman Sachs Bank. Then George W. Bush made him the Secretary of the Treasury. This man, he has gone to Red China 74 times. How can you go across? 74 times he's made visits there. Maurice Strong, one of the corrupt billionaires, the Jew from Canada. He was head of the United Nations Environmental Program. That's a corrupt organization. He now lives in Red China. And he's coordinating all this baloney. Now, let me just tell you, I show in this video something interesting. Did you know that we have enough oil and gas for all of our needs in the United States, plus the rest of the world combined? We're the richest nation on earth in the United States. But Obama's got a policy. We are not allowing our gas, our natural gas, to be sold to foreigners. Now, Japan is forced to buy natural gas for its utility plants. They pay $10 for so many cubic feet. America is selling that same natural gas for $3.50. They're forced to pay Red China $10 to get the same amount of natural gas. But the American companies are not allowed to sell overseas. What is that all about? As an American, if you go and you find oil or gas or you create or you make any product, you ought to be able to sell it anywhere in the world. What's all this stuff? You need export license and this license and this permit. It's just a socialist communist system we've got. And they're forcing people to go to Red China and buy Red China's oil. And I show them this, that Red China is only spending $2 a barrel. They're paying Iraq $2 a barrel. And they turn around and sell their oil for $100 a barrel. That's a sweetheart deal. I'm telling you, friends, you and I are paying over $3 at the pump for gasoline per gallon. And it ought to be about 80 cents. At most, 80 cents. We're being ripped off by the Jewish billionaires in America. And I don't want to take it anymore. Now, I'm a little bit older than you. I may not have many years left. but I don't want to see my grandkids live through this system. It's not capitalist. It's not communist. It's what they call the third way. It's the third way of the Judaism. This is the Jewish way. They combine capitalism and communism into one grand bargain. And they're going to put us all under Obamacare. Force us. 1/6 of the American economy. Meanwhile, they're going to cram this immigration perpetual amnesty bill down our throats. And the Republicans are not Republicans. They're rhinos. Republicans in name only. And the Democrats laugh at us. They laugh at everything we stand for. And what do we stand for? Purity, goodness, righteousness, honesty. We stand for Jesus Christ, the scriptures. We stand against homosexuality, against abortion. They hate us for standing for these things. But we're not going to back down. They can plow ahead with their Illuminati plan for greater Israel, for a world empire. And they're about ready to achieve it, believe me. But we don't agree to it. I don't care what we have to do, folks. Whether we have to secede, leave the United States of America, whatever we have, set up our own nation, would be much better off if we did. I don't know the way out. But I know that what we have is a corrupt system. There is no real political party system. There is no nation called the United States of America. The country that I grew up in as a young boy does not exist in this part of the world. It's nowhere. You know it. I know it. There's no reason to play around about it anymore. This is not America. Well, we can take it back. No, we can't take it back. The crooks, the corrupt, even the Jews own this country. The Jewish ADL, the AIPAC. They own the country. Even Senator Rand Paul, he admitted, he said, not a day goes by that I don't personally hear from a member of the Jewish lobby. Every day of his life, the Jewish lobby call him or go to see him and tell him what to do. Think about that. Every day, the Jewish lobby contacts him with what they want. They're only 2% of America. They're not even a fraction of a percent of the whole world. Why do they tell us what to do? Why do every one of our politicians fly over to Israel, go to that the voodoo wailing wall? I'm going to tell you about that next week. You've got to listen to next week's program. I'm going to tell you about the devils at the wailing wall. And by the way, guess what? Surprise, the wailing wall is not what's left of the old temple. Nothing is left of the old temple. Jesus said there would be not one stone left on another. And he told the truth. In 70 AD, the whole thing was destroyed. It's a lie. These are the remains of Fort Antonia, an ancient Roman fort. That's all it is. It was invented 4 centuries ago to boondoggle the Muslims and to deceive the gullible, stupid Christians. My video is the first to picture the scandalous congressmen and diplomats who've been selling out. Oh, they've been selling out. Senator Chuck Schumer, Mitt Romney. Oh, yeah, Mitt Romney. He's he's big on Red China. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. You've sold out to Red China. You've given them our nuclear weapons. You've given them our submarine, the plans, the blueprints for our submarines. And the Jews assisted the Red Chinese to get these things. I want you to know about their scandalous ways. My video, Die, America, Die. I don't want America to die, but they're killing it. They're killing it. If you're not angry about this, you're listening to the wrong program then. I mean, you need to go listen to someone else who will tell you America's a wonderful, great, exceptional nation. It used to be, and it could be again. But we're going to have to fight with all of our strength to even keep it from going tilt. They're bringing in millions, millions, millions of illegal aliens. They're marching in the streets. They won't even allow our World War II veterans to see the World War II memorial. While meanwhile, Obama has approved a great march of the Mexican illegal aliens. The illegal aliens are allowed to demonstrate and have a big parade and all in Washington, D.C., while our World War II vets are kept out. What kind of country does that to its veterans? I'm sick of this. I'm sick of our veterans being spit upon and the veterans' hospitals being so slimy and dirty. I wouldn't even want to go to many of them. I don't want to be. But people go there. Why? They have to go there. They don't have any recourse. They don't have any money. And now Obama and the Republicans are saying, we've got to cut back on military retiree health care spending. Did you know that Obama and the Republicans and the Democrats all worked together to cut $800 million from Medicare over the next 10 years? Why? They want to force everybody on Medicare to transfer to Obamacare. Don't you know what's happening to you, elderly person? They want to get you off the Medicare rolls, and you're either going to die untreated or you're going to go to Obamacare. That's what they really want. Wait till next year or the year after. They'll be telling you that. We just can't afford you on Medicare. You're going to have to go over to Obamacare. While at the same time, they're giving 35 or 40 million illegal aliens amnesty and putting them on Social Security and food stamps and free phones and free rent and all these goodies. They're taking it away from American citizens, including our veterans. I want you to get Die America Die. It's $25. Every cent goes back into this ministry. $25. Nobody's paid me to do the video. Nobody's given me a royalty on the video. It's just all for this ministry. Won't you help us? You might, when you buy the video, tuck in a little extra love gift for this ministry. Now, I want you to know we're having the veterans come out for our big free speech conference. A free speech conference. See, Jerry, that's November 8th and 9th. Yeah, or they can come the morning of the 9th, too. But that weekend, November 8th, 9th, we're going to have a free speech conference here. We're going to have six speakers. I'll be one of them. Some great people at the free speech conference in Austin, Texas. Beautiful city. Come out and meet Wanda and I. We'll hug your neck. And if you don't like that, we'll shake your hand at least. Okay. You know, some folks don't like their necks hugged. They're a little reluctant, you know. And I've never been that away. Yeah, I just grab them and hug their neck. You know, I don't care. Well, I'm not going to embarrass you folks. Don't worry. But I want to see that. I want to smile. I want you to see your smiling faces because, you know, we're winning this. We're just going to have to fight hard. That's all. We're going to have to fight very hard. It's not going to come easy, but we can do it. And we need to all get together as one. Not to complain, but to see where we can go from here. To know what to do. And we need to be able to speak the First Amendment, the free speech that God gave us as a country. And that's why we're having this conference. Six great speakers. I'll be one of them. Now, let's see. I have a phone number for people to call. Julia, Washington, D.C., Monday through Thursday. Call Julia at the American Free Press and tell her you want to register for this veterans thing. Now, most of the cost is the hotel room. So if you don't need a hotel room, it's not going to cost you that much. It won't cost you an arm and a leg at all. But we want you to go there. Julia's a sweetheart and she'll take care of you. Help you out on that registration. Julia is at area code 202. That's 202-544-5977. That's 202-544-5977. Now, they're open Monday through Thursday. That's during the workday. Just call Julia and ask her how you can go to the American Free Press. We're presenting it in conjunction with the American Free Press, where the, of course, Power of Prophecy. My good friend Willis Cardo, he's a World War II vet. I'm a Vietnam vet. But you don't have to be a vet to come. Just come because you're an American patriot. But we do need to honor these veterans, don't we? And if you're a veteran, we're going to honor you. Hey, you may, I have a brother who, well, he was in uniform, he was in the Army during peacetime. We haven't had many eras of peace over the last 50 years, have we? Had a brother in the Navy, and he was in the Navy during a time of peace. But since then, it seems like we've just had war after war after war. We do need to honor these veterans. And isn't it appropriate to have a First Amendment free speech conference? We're going to say whatever we want to say. Free speech conference. I like that. All right. Call Julia, 202-544-5797. Of course, our phone number to order the video Die America Die, or to give a love gift, you can give it by phone, is 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Monday through Friday, we'll be here, and a very friendly person will talk to you on the phone and take your order, or you can give a love gift or donation or tithe to Power of Prophecy and Tex Mars. You can write to us too and send the money. Tell us you want the video Die America Die. And our address is Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Of course, you can also order or give a donation, love gift, tithe, using our website. That's powerofprophecy.com. Powerofprophecy.com. And now we return to the fastest 1 hour on radio. Power of Prophecy. You know, we've been here well over 20 years. 27 years we've been in operation. You know, they've tried to close us down and shut us up and all kinds of things. But we're still here. That's, you know why we're here? I'll tell you why. Because we believe in Jesus Christ. I've seen ministry after ministry close down. They didn't preach Jesus Christ. Oh, they were good patriots. They fought hard. They believed in this. They believed in that. But friends, if you hadn't got God on your side, well, you're going to be in bad shape. I've got God on my side. I do. Now, some people say, well, you're bragging. Yeah, I'm bragging. You better believe you would too, wouldn't you? Hey, I'd be shut down. I'd probably be in prison if I didn't have God on my side. I'm going to brag a lot about God. We have a great Lord, don't we? Well, in any case, we're talking today about the Khazars plowing ahead with their plan for a greater Israel and a world empire. You know, their Kabbalah talks about a world empire. The great serpent will rise from the abyss. That's in the Jewish Kabbalah. Think of it. A great serpent rises from the abyss. That parallels Revelation 4 and 11 in the Bible, where an angel named Abaddon or Apollyon rises up in the last days. Boy, the Jewish Kabbalah is right out of the book of Revelation. Well, let's talk about this horrible Jewish program. Now, the Bible talks about a woman riding the beast. I believe the beast is the United States, and the woman is Israel. The woman who rides the beast is Israel. And the woman is using our great power. We have the military. We have diplomatic power. We have the power of the purse, although we're going bankrupt, it looks like. One of the things that we have is the National Security Agency and our mini security agency. I call them, what do you call them? Alphabet agencies. You know, we have the NSA, the CIA, the DIA, the NRO, the National Reconnaissance Organization. We have all of these groups. Now, listen to me. You know, Snowden, who exposed the National Security Agency, and now he's in hiding in the Soviet Union, he and a reporter named Glenn Greenwald of the Guardian newspaper in Great Britain exposed the fact that the National Security Agency shares its raw intelligence, including all the data on Americans it brings in, and they've got everything. They've got your emails. They've got all of your phone records, who you call. If you, you know, if you're on a list for some magazine or whatever, they've got all of that. Who do they share it with? With Israel. Wow. Israel, the little nation of Israel, 7 million, gets all of the intelligence of the National Security Agency, but they get it first. All of this goes through Israel. Now, I want you to think about that. The intelligence apparatus of the greatest nation on earth goes to Israel. They don't pay a dime for it. Do you realize how many hundreds of billions of dollars you and I pay? The National Security Agency is building the largest complex in the world in Utah. And now they have a giant building at Fort Meade, Maryland. It's run by a military general. We don't know what goes on there, but they're doing everything. They're developing microchips, putting them in humans' brains. They're developing a robot that will think and act like a human being. And the National Security Agency is sharing all of its raw intelligence, including the Americans' data, with Israel. How can that be? We pay hundreds of billions of dollars for the National Security Agency, and they give it free to Israel. I don't know if you understand the impact of that, friends. Now, I have the article right here by Glenn Greenwald and Ewan McCaskill, September 11, 2013, in the Guardian newspaper. It says details of this intelligence sharing agreement are laid out in a memorandum of understanding between the NSA and the Israeli Mossad that shows the United States government hands over communications containing the phone calls and emails of American citizens. And there is no, listen to this, listen very carefully. There are no legally binding limits on the use of the data by the Israelis. If you've ever done anything crooked in your life, they've got it on record. If you've got a mistress out there and you're calling her on the phone, they've got your conversation. This is the way Israel is blackmailing all of our congressmen. You know, hundreds of congressmen have some little cutie on the side. Franklin Graham, now head of Billy Graham organization. Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham, says that the minds and hearts of those in Congress today in Washington, D.C. are full of lust and greed. I just read that and I was floored. Thank God for you, Franklin Graham. You understand. The minds and hearts of those in leadership positions in Washington, in our Congress, are full of lust and greed. And all of this lust and greed causes them to do dirty deals. Insider trading on Wall Street. They all have mistresses. They all go to these pornography parties. And the things they do there, I can't even tell you on the air. But Israel knows about it. Israel has blackmailed all these people. I am positive that House Speaker John Boehner must do what they tell him to do. Why? Because they're blackmailing him. They know all these things. If you make one false step, they've got you. This is why I don't cheat on my taxes. This is why I love my wife, Wanda. I don't cheat on her either. This is why I don't take dope. I have never smoked anything in my life that has dope in. I don't take marijuana. I've never tried it. I don't care for it. I don't want any of that stuff. You're not going to see me in some bar somewhere with some little cutie buying her a drink. They hadn't got anything to grab me with. They listen to me on my email accounts. They listen to me on my cell phone. What am I talking about? What I'm talking to you about. That's what. They can listen to the radio. They can listen to what I say on the radio. They hear everything I know. Well, not everything I know. I know a lot more that I'm not saying. I'm keeping in my mind right now, in my heart. But there's nothing, there's no dirt at all that they can report. There's no pornography. There's no nothing. Let them rot trying all the... They probably spent millions of dollars trying to get Tex Mars. We probably got spy agents living as neighbors and all kinds of things. But they can't find anything. We've been here 27 years in this ministry, and they haven't found one thing. And they won't. They'd have to concoct it. They'd have to make it up. They'd have to create some pretext. They control our intelligence. They know the dirty deeds. They say, so what Petraeus, General Petraeus, was doing? Having sex with a woman under his desk in a filthy, all these filthy things these generals do, they know about it. And they blackmail them. And then the general or the congressman or the ambassador or whoever must do their bidding. That's why we don't have honesty in America. That's why all of these congressmen must do whatever the Israeli lobbies say. We don't have an honest country. We need to have a congressman. We need to have a senator who says, to hell with you, Israel. I'm an American. I'm not an Israeli. I'm not a Jew. I'll do what my conscience says. But many of them have guilty consciences. And the media will eat them alive if they don't do what Israel says. Now, we're now... still got Syria on our mind. Oh, I know. Putin interfered, didn't he? Vladimir Putin. Didn't let us attack. He put his navy in the Mediterranean. We were afraid of him. But we're going to come back around. We've got to do it. Israel wants us to attack. Israel wants us to attack Syria. And then we're going to attack in Iran. But first, they're going to create some kind of false flag. It'll probably be an atomic bomb that goes off in America. They'll claim it on Iranians. They'll say they brought it over in the hull of a cargo ship. Baloney. It'll be the Jews. It'll be rogue elements. There are some heroic people in the CIA, even the NSA, in the FBI. There are still some good Americans left. In uniform, there's some Americans left. We've got to pray for those. We've got to reach out to them. We got to bring them into our network as true Americans and recognize them and honor them when they fight these evils. And we've got to do everything we can and do it according to the Constitution, according to the law. We are limited by the law. They are not. They will do everything in a criminal nature. But you and I must obey the law. We don't kill. We don't rob. We do whatever God tells us to do. I'm telling you, you will do more if you follow God than if you're a rogue criminal. You say, no, Tex, you got to fight fire with fire. Listen to me, friend. Don't be deceived. Don't be taken down. Don't become evil because of the evildoers that exist in this world. Do what's right, and we will win. I'm Tex Mars. Been great being with you today. My prayer is that you'll tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.